Greetings. It is Master Katumi and Master Yeshua who come in the collective merged consciousness of the Master Realm. It's important that we come in this particular configuration because we have had experience in human physical bodies on planet Earth. And we have usurped the density of the restrictions of third dimension and ascended into the light that we are. You are in this process, beloveds. And through the energetics and the communication channels that are opened, it's a very viable channel now that you are being introduced to from the Master Realm. And this is important for you to recognize because through this channel, we are relating to you from a more physical expression, even though we no longer are in possession of a physical body. That energetic is still available and present within our makeup to be transmitted. So therefore, not only do you hear what we're saying, you understand it at a mental level. You receive it through your emotions. But most importantly, your body hears it at a level that needs to be heard by the body. That there is a resonance in the energetics that the body can receive. So we needed to make you aware of that so you could pay attention to the energetics that you're feeling in your body. Pay attention to the energetics in this particular communication. They are totally quite different than when the triad comes or Lord Metatron comes, which is a beautiful, expansive experience of that energy. It is so refined. But this transmission has a light refinement within it, but there is a physical feeling. There is a physical awareness in your body that is taking place. So let us talk about, continue with this fourth strand of DNA. In the last session, we discussed the light packets that were placed in that fourth strand of DNA and also in your heart chakra. These light packets are so important in the activation of these various strands of DNA. A lot of those activations, the basic activations, took place in the light body work in 2014. But this is different. You retrieved these specific light templates from the time locks at both conferences in 2016 and 17. And it is the presence of that fifth-dimensional light template within this specific packet that was placed in the DNA, the fourth strand of DNA, because it relates to your physicality. And it makes possible a stable format within your body, within the way in which you perceive your life experience. So the light packets, even though you had the information at the beginning of 2016, they weren't activated. They didn't carry what they carry today, because they not only carry that fifth dimensional light template, but they carry the sixth and the seventh, many variations of that. And of course, through the 2017 conference, those templates were expanded. So you can see how there was a time lag, if you will, between the usability, between the information and the usability of those packets. But now's the time. We're ready to discuss it, we're ready to talk about it, and we're ready to show you how important these packets really are. The packets were not available because the time locks weren't opened, but now they are, and those light templates have been retrieved. The work that you did previously relating to the activation of the light body provided some important foundations to proceed as we're doing now. The present activations in the DNA strands and placement of the light packets have impacted the light body activation substantially and will bring the light body activation to another level. The packets also added to the energetic light frequencies of the 14 chakra system. It's significant to realize that when the 8th chakra descended into the body and was seated in the Sacred Heart, this was a huge event. By positioning the eighth chakra, which holds universal mind, in the physical body, it gave the body access to a portion of consciousness that it had never had. By having the 8th chakra in the physical body, this creates a viable usability of the higher mind. The brain is now able to process some of the information that is drawn from universal mind. This is relevant to all levels of the light body activation. This enables the individual oversoul and the Christed oversoul to direct the process to engage the 4th and 5th strands of DNA. We ask you to recall the teachings of the first part of 2016 that relate to activating the chakra system to a new vibratory level. You placed the blue star tetrahedron in each chakra and spun it to create a rotation in the chakra that produced a higher light frequency as well as a more refined vibration. It brought unity to the entire 14 chakra system, because the first 7 chakras could be brought up to the same frequency and vibration as the upper 7 chakras. The bridge that the blue star tetrahedron provided for between the two chakras, 7 chakra systems, the lower chakras and the upper chakras, was no longer needed to create that coherent resonance in the 8th chakra, because the 8th chakra had already begun its descent into the body. At that time, the descent was not yet permanent, but there was a continual ascension and descension within the body. This in itself contributed to creating a stable, unified system within the chakra system. The movement in the ascension and descension of the 8th chakra in the body created a light frequency that continued until it could be stabilized firmly when the 8th chakra finally was seated in the Sacred Heart. This happened just recently. Everything stabilized in the energy system of the body in preparation for the activation of more templates in the DNA structure by placing the retrieved light templates that were placed within the particular light packets and then placed the packets placed in specific DNA strands and chakras. There was a grand interweaving taking place. Every step that you have taken had meaning, it had relevance. Every activation was consistently expanded and added to in order for the transformation and ascension process to proceed and come to fruition. The fourth strand of DNA bridges the physical genetic lineage as well as the spiritual lineage, which assists in the transformation of the body into a fifth dimensional vehicle and light body. It requires knowing of self as a soul spirit and developing communication channels through the higher self into the physical. Direction is given by your oversoul and your Christed oversoul. With the fourth strand of DNA activation, the memory codes of you as a Christed soul spirit is awakened. All of this takes place because of the presence of the fifth dimensional light packet that was placed within that fourth strand of DNA. Memory codes are also more viable and they're accessible and can be drawn from the causal body much more easily. This packet set the energy of love and unity of fifth dimension in this strand of DNA. So it stands to reason when you are in that unity, there is no separation between soul, spirit, and you in a physical body. The packet was also placed in the heart chakra of every individual to stimulate the self-love that is unified with the undifferentiated love and light of Source. Even though every individual placed these packets in the same DNA strand and chakras, the degree and percentage of the influence varied from individual to individual according to their personal need. You have begun building a larger image of self in the fifth dimension in your body. So each individual's transformational process is geared to them and to their soul's experience and evolvement. It's no longer necessary to bring into a full conscious awareness past life events or experiences. What is necessary, though, is that you begin to fully access the memory of the soul experience, which is not limited by any time sequence or dimension. In this position, there's no judgment of good or bad. It was an experience that helped you evolve to a different state of conscious awareness of yourself. The memory of the soul brings the wisdom that can be counted on to direct you in your transformational process. Now, this evening, we'd like to talk a little bit about that fifth strand of DNA and the activation of the light body. A light packet was also placed in the fifth strand. This packet not only contained a fifth dimensional light template, but also a sixth and a seventh dimensional light template. In the presence of these templates, the body begins to realize the consciousness that it is a Christed vessel. A new magnetic field is constructed that continually draws to you your likeness as a Christed being. You, as the individual, realize that you are a Christed being of light because the memory codes and magnetics relating to this thought are now available in your consciousness as well as in your physical body. Because of the further activation of that fifth dimensional, the DNA strand. Now take a breath here and feel your body. Feel those light packets operating in your body. Notice the difference in the consciousness of that body. Feel the dynamic light energy that is available in the body. A fifth dimensional light packet was placed in the eighth chakra that now resides in the body, in your sacred heart. Feel that light packet in your sacred heart consciousness. This is significant because it provides the consciousness to know yourself from an elevated perspective. It provides you with the ability to use the retrieved light template stably and coherently. You begin to know that you are soul spirit occupying a physical body. And you become aware of the fact that at a collective level, you are a vast, vast, pure spirit. Feel that in your body. Breathe it in. Take in the massiveness of that thought. Feel the emotion that is welling up in your emotional body. The experience of yourself at that vaster level is right here, right now. you are assisted in this knowing because you are drawing from that seventh dimensional light template, bringing to you the frequencies of pure spirit. With the presence of the light packet in the eighth chakra, the body begins to communicate coherent light energy. You are capable of drawing light templates of the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh dimension. Because of this, the body responds and begins to shed some of the density and the rigidity of third dimension. Some of that old, stable, third dimensional time sequence begins to drop away. Notice that this is already happening. Feel the relaxation in your body. It's almost a relief. There's calmness, love, unity, purity. The body is relaxed in the presence of the frequencies of these light packets. As the body relaxes, it can initiate dropping more density and creating the communication necessary for the unity to take place through the functions of the glandular system. The light packets also stimulate the communication within the neurology of the body and enhances the function of the brain. Therefore, a larger portion of communication within the body are available. This all happens because of the activation of the fifth strand of DNA and the presence of the light packets in the DNA strand and also in the eighth chakra. There's still work to be done to anchor that fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates into the body and make them usable in the conscious creations of each individual. More attention will be focused on this process and the creative functions in the coming months. We encourage you to review portions of the 2014 light body activations that relate to the first four levels of light body activations. Don't go into the whole thing. It'll be too overwhelming. Just concentrate on what we are doing in the present moment and how we're weaving all of this together to create a fuller activation of light body. In this review, you can see how far you have come and how there is precision in each step that you have taken. You can see the expansion, the interweaving that is now occurring. The next 2 weeks of your time require a focus in the teachings, but most importantly, a focus in the energetics at play and how you can assist your body in this massive shift and change. Be kind to yourself. Rest often. Most importantly, love yourself. Value the journey that you are now taking into liberation and transformation, a freedom that you have never known in this body. Now take a deep breath. Very centered in this moment. I know the energies are quite beautifully expressing themselves within this collective crucible. You are resting in them. You are absorbing them. It is beautiful, beautiful to see.